This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. She's in Australia, live. Gwyneth, at the end of the last segment of hour number one, you were talking about the EPA and some environmental damage that they caused. Please share that with us.
They selectively enforce, once again, their codes. Okay, their codes are not even government acts. They're just fiat codes. They're codes because they say so. Okay? But they're selectively enforced. And there was a really, really big contamination issue where they had a charge of a contaminated settling pond. And they deliberately breached the dam wall on this settling pond and let loose, you know, millions and millions of litres of contaminated dam water downstream. And you know what they basically had to say about that? Oops. You know, if you or I did that, if we had a contaminated dam on our properties and we let loose millions and millions of litres of highly contaminated dam water out of that dam and let it go downstream into public waterways, we would not be able to just say, oh, sorry about that, everybody. We would have the pantsuit off us. We really would, and rightly so.
There are islands of garbage that are floating in the world's oceans, okay? The Atlantic and the Pacific. Islands. And now, I don't think that without the government supervision that that would have been possible. So for decades, governments have been hauling municipal waste and dumping it in the oceans, including hospital hypodermic needles, stainless steel needles, that will not deteriorate for centuries, if that soon.
Yeah.
Okay? Radioactive waste. We have polluted outer space. Well, not you and me, our government. Our government has polluted outer space. There's so much trash in circling the Earth that it's a problem for satellites. What kind of stuff? I don't know.
Right.
Drink containers, candy wrappers, ice cream wrappers, whatever the astronauts ejected, whatever we threw out that hasn't fallen down to Earth yet, is still plaguing outer space.
Yep, and like I said, it's all selectively enforced. Now, what it comes down to is this, okay? Who's harming who? I'm not harming the government, all right? And it's very, very important in this conflict, and it is a conflict, okay? It may not be an armed conflict yet, but this is absolutely a conflict because they want to impoverish myself. If they could kill me and get away with it, I'm very sure that they would. They want to impoverish me. They want to separate me from my land, and they want to separate me from my animals, and they want to separate me from my children. Okay? And over the years, they have tried to use their fiat laws to do all of those things. But ultimately, okay, I'm sitting out here in the middle of the countryside, a full day's walk from absolutely anywhere, okay, and deliberately so. I don't want to harm anyone. I want to be helpful and useful to humanity, okay? But they want to drive out here and they want to serve me with legal notices. They want to do anything that they can to deprive me of my land, of my children, of my freedom, and ultimately of my life. Okay? But it's not going to work because I have pointed out that they are the one who is trying to harm me, not vice versa. And if you're having a battle with these people, okay, you have to recognize you're not dealing with a government. This is the object of the class lesson today. You're not dealing with government. We don't have government. We have a corporatocracy, which means we have a set of corporations who call themselves a government and lay rules on us and expect us to meet them that they can change at a whim. Okay? But the thing about a corporation, all right, is you don't have to shop at Walmart or the Chinese factory outlet or Sam's Club or anywhere unless you want to. Nobody's holding a gun to your head telling you to go to the Chinese factory outlet or else. You can choose not to go there because they are a corporation, okay? When you get a corporation that claims the powers of government, that's called fascism, and it's a war crime. And internationally, fascist governments for over 50 years, since World War II, have been recognized as being a despotic, illegitimate form of governance because it always, always, always leads to situations like, I don't know, for instance, what about Italy in the 1930s and 1940s? what about, you know, if you can think of America under the Clintons? Okay, I'm old enough, and granted, back in the day of Ronald Reagan, you still had a corporatocracy in America, okay? It was still a fascist government where corporations ran the show. But Ronald Reagan was a true, honest, flesh and blood human being. He wasn't a child molester, he wasn't a rapist, he wasn't a mass murderer, he wasn't an oil company yes man goon like Bush Jr., you know, he wasn't any of the above. He was basically, from my research, when the bankster corporatocracy elected Ronald Reagan to be the president, okay, and said, this is going to be your next president. They thought they were getting an actor. People forget that once upon a time, Ronald Reagan was the Marlboro man. Do you remember when Ronald Reagan was the Marlboro man?
Yeah.
Do you even remember?
Yeah.
Does anyone remember what the Marlboro man was?
What? Tell us about that. He was the
Marlboro man.
The epitome of macho. He was the epitome of macho.
That's right. And they thought they were getting an actor when they got Ronald Reagan. But what he did was he ended the Cold War, which is what they did not want, because the Cold War was a huge cash cow for them. It really was. And him and Gorbachev and Maggie Thatcher, okay? And they all got together and just from their various countries, and neither of those three people was particularly willing to toe the Bankster line, because Ronnie Reagan was an actor, but he was actually a real bona fide Westerner, I believe, okay, who could put the cowboy hat on and play the cowboy roles because that was his epigenetics, okay? Gorbachev, I believe he was never really very communist in the first place. And Maggie Thatcher was a shopkeeper, okay? And so she was used to actually dealing with the real world because she ran a grocery store, and she ran her parents' grocery store for them back in the day, you know? And when you're talking about these people, you're talking about people who live in the real world, okay? I don't know what Gorbachev did before he got into politics, but I suspect that he wasn't a diehard commie, that he just didn't come across as such ever. But he said what he had to say to get into political power so that he could actually change things. Now, what we need to do is we need to stop consenting to contract with these evil people. And when they begin to pull the hard line and say, well, we're going to sue you, blah, blah, blah. So if you sue me, your liability is going to be exposed because you're doing X, Y, and Z to try and harm me, and you're going to open yourself up to me using UCC 1 bracket 308 on you. And if you want to go online and look at that, that means that you cannot, if you are, you cannot force anybody else to contract with you, okay, unless they consent to contract with you of their own free will. So if some government goon comes along and tries to make you contract with them, you can say, well, I don't want to do that. It's not going to be in my best interest, you know. And if they try, then say, listen, you work for a private corporation and I do not consent to contract with you. And if they then try and claim that they're a government, say, listen, look up the, beforehand, you've got to look up the US SEC registration and such like, the business registration in your own country of the government corporation, so-called, where you are.
And then you can prove it to them. Yeah, we'll be right back. And when we come back, we're talking about tax revolt in hour number one. Let's continue on how that works. Gwyneth Isaacs. I'm Ben Finelli. This is USA Prepares. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and we're talking about tax revolt, hour number one. And class, we're not talking about violent overthrow or anything like that. What we're talking about is, can you pay less in tax? And I am certainly interested in doing that. I am not interested in buying anything new and paying tax on it. If I can buy something that is satisfactory to me, that's a better value, if I can buy it used. So I'm, in order to avoid, and it's perfectly legal to avoid paying tax. It's illegal to evade paying taxes, but it's not illegal to avoid it. So I'm interested in avoiding paying sales tax and other kinds of tax if I can. It's my money. It's my money. I've earned it and I've worked really hard for it, and I'm not interested in squandering it on to government programs. I'm not. I think I can make better use of my money than anybody else. I'm more interested in my money than anyone else. So,
yeah. And
in,
you know,
in order to do that,
government is just really inefficient at doing stuff. They couldn't manage their way out of a bag, really.
Right. And you know, I found in my business as a computer manufacturer. And I was a senior guy in terms of computer technology at our company in Virginia. And what I found was teachers, you know, the people who we pay in the public training camps to educate our young I found that they were not such good managers of money. I mean, they would come in and they'd want something for $100, for example, a $100 item. And they'd say, can we spread that over a couple months? Can we do that? And I'm thinking, really?
Really?
You're making $40,000 a year?
You know, up front.
So, you know, I learned that, yeah, so we have entrusted people who make really poor decisions with the education of our young. But getting back to this tax revolt thing, I mentioned this week that I ran into a guy. I know this guy. I've known him for years. And I don't want to give any more identification as to who he is, but, you know, I could. And if I mention this person's name, our class would, I'm sure, recognize that name. So I ran into this guy in Springfield, Missouri. And we were talking about taxes and things, and he mentioned that the state of Missouri is coming after him for sales tax. So I described what happened to us and this $100,000 demand from the state of Missouri from us. And he got a very similar letter. And I talked about the racketeering that's involved. And I talked about how they're making these baseless claims. Now, what does this guy do? He has a small business. He has a small business. He sells some things on the internet out of state. And he teaches. He teaches people. He charges them for the training that he provides. The training that he provides is sales tax free. There is no sales tax on lessons. There's no sales tax on music lessons, dance lessons. There's no sales tax on the kinds of lessons that he provides. There's no sales tax due on sales that he makes on the internet that are out of state. But yet, the state is alleging that he is not compliant with their rules, that he owes them thousands of dollars in sales tax that they allege he didn't pay them, and interest and penalties. And I explained to him that they did the same thing to me, and I came out swinging, and I came out firm, and I came out with demands of my own. And I came out with, I will only communicate with them in writing. And the reason is I don't want them to say that I said, they said, you know, I didn't, because, no, it will all be in writing, so there will be no confusion and no mistakes. And I gave them deadlines that they will communicate with me, and I will receive their communication within 14 days, not 30 days if they like, within 14 days, or the matter's considered resolved. I explain it to him. Now, here's what's happening. So was it just me twice? No. We found another guy by chance. Now, how many of you are being attacked by your state government demanding that you pay sales tax that you don't owe to them with penalties and interest?
Hello,
are you going to come out swinging?
The inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I love sporting events. The atmosphere, the crowd. I even enjoy waiting in line. Because while I'm standing next to you, the RFID scanner in my pocket is capturing your personal information. From debit and credit cards, even your apartment building key. So you'll still be paying for this game long after it's over.
Every 2 seconds, someone is a victim of identity fraud. This Father's Day, protect dad from crimes he can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in all dad's favorite styles. Bifold, trifold, and even front pocket wallets and money clips. ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over 10 years ago. ID Stronghold wallets look great and even cost about the same as wallets in most stores.
I'm Wal Augustinowitz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold.
For Father's Day, go to IDStronghold.com and get a free mini wallet with purchase of any wallet order over $20.
IDStronghold.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer, or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right, if you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, I'm going to give you the Dr. Joel Wallach Protocol Order Hotline, USA Prepares Hotline, 417-863-7149, 417-863-7149, and you'll be connecting with Jim Stewart. He studied with Dr. Joel Wallach. He will help you with the protocols, and the information is absolutely free. One more time, 417-863-7149. Gwyneth, I had a chance to get my hair cut, and I used that opportunity to come out swinging again. So the gal that cuts my hair knows me, and she knows things that I like and things that I don't like. And so I was talking about tips, and I told her no longer will I be tipping her. No longer. I'm not going to be tipping anybody from now on. And at the end of, well, at the end of me getting a haircut, I gave her a gift. Okay? And I said, now this is tax deductible. This is not a tip. This is a gift from me to you. I appreciate you. I appreciate your kindness and your consideration and what you do. And I like you. So this is a gift. And you can receive up to $14,000 of gifts and have it be exempt from taxes. And I said, now, I'm going to tell everybody I know that communicates with the public about this. So, class, here is your homework. So if you get your hair cut, I'm sure that you chat with the person who's cutting your hair, and I'm sure you've probably had that person cut your hair many times, and that person's probably used to you, and you can tell that person about gifting versus tipping. So that's one way we can revolt in paying taxes. So we can help them save 20% on their taxes, on their income taxes, because we're not giving them tips, we're giving them gifts. That's waiters, waitresses, right. Anyone who you would normally tip. What do you think about that?
I think that's an excellent idea. Yep. Now,
so we need to communicate that with people who can pass the word.
We do. Yeah, and also, you know, 20 or 30 years ago, if you'd asked most people what the, structure was of the New York Fed, most of them would have said that it was a branch of government. This is the New York Federal Reserve. And if you had told them that it's actually a private corporation, that you would have had an instant argument with about 90% of the people.
I had an argument with a guy who went to... I had an argument with a guy who went to a university.
Population. Yeah. And this
young man, yeah. There's a young man who I did have an argument with, and it's because he believed that the Fed was an arm, an agency of the United States government. Now, he studied for 4 years at the university, business, finance, economics, gets a job at the criminal enterprise called Wall Street, and he still didn't know.
He still believes that it's
the Fed.
You know, I'm from, I've mentioned before, my, actual real surname is Bonham Carter. That is a bankster family. Our particular branch of the family was unceremoniously locked off the family tree in about 1872. Okay? But the stories of the carry-on of these guys has been passed down through the generations to the present, and now I'm passing them on to my sons. They've been doing this for a long time, okay? And if anyone there is in the listening audience is in a Commonwealth country, there is a law that you need to look up because it applies to you. It doesn't apply to the Americans. Okay, but Canada, Australia, New Zealand, yada yada, you know, Commonwealth countries. It's called the Statute of Monopolies, all right? And basically it says that there's certain corporations that have received charters and grants from the government, okay? That means authority to have governmental powers. Among them are the City of London, okay, and various other ones. There's Birmingham, there's Manchester, but there's actually only a handful of them, and practically all of them are inside of the United Kingdom. I think there might be a few of them in Ireland, okay? I think that Dublin is actually a corporation. Okay, and it is still under the Statute of Monopolies, all right? Although I don't know if it is actually, because they are actually a republic, okay? But the point is, it's says that and none other shall be established. No other corporate municipalities in the British Empire shall ever be established. Okay? That means your municipality, if it's got a corporate structure, is unlawful. That's, and they can't charge you taxes. You cannot be forced to contract with them. And if they attempt to force, at the point of a gun, you to contract with them, afterwards you can sue them for damages. And you can get punitive damages in the order of millions and millions and millions of dollars for them shoehorning you out of your real estate. Because it's not their real estate and they've got no rights to it. By the way, a couple of weeks ago, just after, actually only about 4 days after, you remember a while back, I was facing vexatious charges against me because I was T-boned by a prime mover. And the Victoria Police, who hated me because I was exposing sex racketeering in their ranks, were trying to do me for criminal damage of the road train. That was thrown out of court, okay? And they had a liability suit unless they threw it out, all right? There is also a dead man switch operating. 4 days after that was thrown out, okay, which means they lost. I get the council pull up to my gate, a representative, a legal representative from my local shire council, pull up and try and do me for about $2,500 of property taxes that they claimed that I owed on the land, when I have repeatedly told them that their claim to governmental status is bogus because they are a corporation and they are going to get sued for punitive damages in the order of millions and millions and millions of dollars that will send them broke, not in the Australian system but under the UCC code, especially 1 bracket 308. And I might just convert that debt to a lien and, employ some international debt collectors, which you are permitted to under the UCC codes. I'm not talking about anything illegal or unlawful here. I'm talking about learning their codes and learning how to use their codes against them, because I have had enough. I really have. And I have got no intention of using any sort of violence, physical violence, against them. I believe that is the wrong way to go.
It's, you know, you just reminded me of something.
System against them.
You just reminded me of something. And I got a call here a couple of weeks ago. Hey, Vinny, are you going to this prepper convention? In our area in Missouri. I said, I haven't been invited, so I don't go places where I haven't been invited. I checked with some of our other instructors. None of us has been invited. And I wonder if the reason I haven't been invited, not that I would go, but the reason I wonder if it's because the seminar that I used to teach was how to pay the same, or how to take the same tax deductions the rich take.
Yeah.
Meaning tax revolt. Tax revolt. That's another way of putting it. And I would teach people how they should not, literally, I would teach people in this 1.5-hour seminar how they should start their own business and take the same tax deductions that the wealthy take, and it's perfectly above board and legal. And people's jaws would drop when I would say the things that I would say. Now, I would not let it be recorded. I would not let cameras in there. Cell phones had to be off. Okay, and I had the seminar attendees police themselves. I wonder if word came down to the convention people saying, listen, you can't have these guys because these USA Prepares guys are out of control. They're talking about metaphysics. They're talking about climate change. They're talking about economic collapse. They're talking about how not to overpay taxes, how to you know, that's what we do. And I find that fascinating. And you just jogged that little bit in my memory. So I'm not going to that convention, by the way, class. But I haven't been invited anyway. But, you know, I wouldn't even. No, I'm not going. But, you know, and someday if someone. Here's your homework, class. If you would like to come on, whoever you are, would like to come on the air with me, and we'll do a broadcast about, you know, paying less in taxes, I'll do it. I'd like to have somebody with me, someone to do, you know, ask me some questions. And, you know, rather than me do a monologue, I'll do it. So if you want to do that, send me an email. Vincent@USAPrepares. And just put, I'm in. Just subject line, I'm in. I'd like to do it. Leave your phone number and I'll call you. It might take me a couple of days to call you, but do that. Gwyneth, one of the things that we were going to talk about today is post-collapse. So what's a post-collapse look like? Well, I'll tell you what. If you look at Venezuela, well, let me just give a little bit of how things went in Venezuela. So in 2012, 5 years ago, private ownership of guns was banned. In 2013, people who were survivalists and prepper-minded, a year later, they were considered hoarders, and the act of stocking up became illegal. Remember this, class? The next year, 2014, the government instituted fingerprint registration for those who wished to buy food to ensure they didn't take more than their fair share. The next year, electricity began to be rationed, and farmers were forced to turn over their harvests
to the
government.
My name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements, including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, WHEY.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I love sporting events. The atmosphere, the crowd. I even enjoy waiting in line. Because while I'm standing next to you, the RFID scanner in my pocket is capturing your personal information. From debit and credit cards, even your apartment building key. So you'll still be paying for this game long after it's over.
Every 2 seconds, someone is a victim of identity fraud. This Father's Day, protect Dad from crimes he can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in all Dad's favorite styles. Bifold, trifold, and even front pocket wallets and money clips. ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over 10 years ago. ID Stronghold wallets look great and even cost about the same as wallets in most stores.
I'm Wal Augustinowitz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold.
For Father's Day, go to IDStronghold.com and get a free mini wallet with purchase of any wallet order over $20.
IDStronghold.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, I've been using a term here at the farm. This will probably get me in trouble, but I want to be very clear, careful how I define it. I've been talking about the dark days of our country, and I've been talking about the Obama administration. Now, I want to make it absolutely clear. I'm not talking about the color of his skin. I am not talking about the color of his skin. I'm talking about the dark skies, the chemtrail covered skies, the dark, gloomy skies, the dark prospects for liberty, the dark economic outlook. And I consider those the dark days of our country. Okay? And so during the dark days, Obama signed an executive order, 13603, and it was a National Defense Resource Preparedness Executive Order, an order signed by Barack Obama, Barry Satoru, whatever you want to call him, implementing the rationing of food, gasoline, drugs, and everything else, okay? It was, you know what, you've got it stored, it's ours, and if we want to come get it, we'll come get it. And I talked about the relationship, or I'm going to talk about the relationship of that and what happened in Venezuela. So in 2012, private ownership of guns banned. 2013, preppers, people like us, people in this classroom, were labeled as hoarders, and the act of stocking up became illegal. Stocking up, that's what the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts teach. Be prepared. Be prepared. Have what you need before you need it. That's what preparation is. If you have Band-Aids before you get cut, that's a good thing. If you have food before you get hungry, that's a good thing. Well, in 2014, the government instituted a fingerprint registry for those who wish to buy food to ensure they didn't take more than their fair share. 2015, electricity began to become rationed. 2016, the announcement, hey, you guys are on your own. We don't have enough for you. Electricity shortage was announced. And the country was running out of everything. Now we've got rioting in the streets, burning and rioting in the streets. That sounds kind of like civil war. Is that what we're talking about, Gwyneth? Is that what it looks like?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'll tell you something. people may not realise that outside of Australia yet, our media is so controlled, it's just disgusting. But we have, in this state, lost a third of our electrical supply this year because they shut one of the coal-fired power stations that was supplying a third of our electrical supply. And when people began to jump up and down about that, you know what the state parliament said in a press release? They said it doesn't matter, we can import electricity from New South Wales next door. Yeah. There's a bit of a problem there.
George,
facing the same difficulty.
Yes, George in New Hampshire is joining us. Okay. Welcome, George.
Hello.
Hi, Ben. Hi, Gwyneth. I'd just like to say this. A lot of things are illusions. You mentioned Gorbachev before. Gorbachev is very wealthy now. He lives right across the river from Washington, D.C., and he was lauded as this great individual, but he contributed a lot to this Common Core and the educational system that we have now here. And I just wanted to say is that Gorbachev had a very novel idea during the Afghanistanian war that the Russians had with Afghanistan, of course. And he came up with this idea that they were to drop toys that were actually explosive devices. So when the Afghan children would come out and pick them up, they'd be maimed, lose hands, maimed. Now, this is an individual that a lot of people would think was a great individual. Well, I
wasn't aware that he was doing that.
No, I'm not saying because they cleanse.
Yeah.
A lot of information is cleansed, but like Vinny and yourself, Gwyneth, well, we're a little older than you, I believe, maybe a lot older. No offense to you, Vince, right?
Yeah, no,
but I'm saying, in other words, we'd hear certain information that was sanitized later on in the official record.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just say this. If I could read something briefly, very briefly, and I want you to tell me when it was written. All right? May I?
Yep.
Sure. Okay. We only have a few seconds left. But go ahead.
Okay. I'll just say this. A nation can survive its fools and even its ambitious, but it cannot survive treason
from
within. Okay. You got it. But it just says,
yep.
A traitor moves within the gates freely. He whispers slyly. And is heard in the very halls of government himself. For the traitor appears not a traitor. He speaks with the same accents familiar to its victims. And it goes on to say, what I'm saying is that you can judge somebody by the enemies they have. Gwyneth, you're standing up for what's left of the rights in Australia. And Vin, you're standing up for the rights. I'm trying to stand up for the rights here in my limited capacity. But I'm just saying is that we're going to be attacked because, in other words, they look upon us as our awareness is a problem because they don't want anyone to be aware of what they're doing.
My plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
432-6433. You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you can stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.